from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This time of the week, we talked to Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily, and brought to you by R.S. Andrews Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. Also, football season is getting closer.
Yeah, you can feel it coming. And I was going to ask you this because, I don't know, maybe it's recency bias. Maybe it actually is this way for you. But every season is anticipated. Obviously, Georgia is incredibly good, as they always are. Number one in the coaches' poll. This is... season feel like a little bit more anticipated than other seasons have been. I know there's a lot of change, but do you feel that way about this incoming season?
I absolutely do, and I don't think it has anything to do with what the actual end of season result ends up being for Georgia. I mean, obviously, me and the other Georgia fans hope it's a championship, but when you look at the schedule that Georgia's about to play, and I think the intrigue about the playoff, and I actually believe the 12-team number is going to be better for college football than the 4-team number was. I think the playoff is probably going to be an upgrade. Like, because of some of the new things making the schedule better, the season more interesting, I can't think of a time in which I was, this excited, and far more excited than a year ago, even though at the time Georgia was going for a third straight national championship. There really wasn't anything on Georgia's schedule that got you excited at all. And when you saw the coaches' poll come out yesterday, 5 teams in the top 15 on the Georgia schedule, 4, 5, and 6, all 3 on the road. Like, this is about to be a really, really compelling few months here. And we'll see how Georgia handles it all. But on paper, it's about as compelling as it gets.
B.A., do you think on paper or just, because I think Georgia's the best team. But is it more of a reputation thing why Georgia is number one? Because Ohio State's loaded. Texas is loaded. I mean, these teams have just as much talent as Georgia does. Does Kirby put it a little bit over the top as far as – because both of these teams seem like they're evenly matched as far as players.
Well, I guess the only thing I would push back on a little bit, Randy, is look at Ohio State. That's the team that's going to be number two and all of the unofficial polls and, two official polls there as well. I mean, I think there are legitimate questions about Ohio State at quarterback. I mean, it looks like Will Howard at least is going to begin the year as a starting quarterback. That's not a player I'd put in the same category of Carson Beck. In fact, it's not even a guarantee Will Howard would have started for Kansas State this year had he remained there. And it's not a guarantee he's even, an upgrade over what Devin McCourt was a year ago. And even Buckeyes fans will tell you they've got some legitimate questions with their offensive line there as well. So it's not that Georgia doesn't have some questions answered too, but – those are a couple of pretty important issues where I would say Ohio State's, got some stuff to sort of figure out. So I do think that from a talent perspective, both in terms of seasoned experienced talent and also just sheer, you know, preponderance of talent, you know, Georgia's probably deserving of being number one. But when you look at what Georgia's about to play, you're kind of wondering, can they withstand the pressure that comes from having to sort of load up and do it week after week after week?
But then that's where the Kirby part comes in, right? Like, over the last couple of years, they've done that and won it, and Ryan Day hasn't. None of the other coaches up there at the top have. So maybe that – I mean, I'm with you. I think that's probably the thing that tips the scale in Georgia's favor on paper. But the coach part of it has to help as well.
No, I think that's probably true, and we've sort of seen this. And this is – you know, a lot of this gets attributed to, well, Nick Saban's no longer here, and so therefore that makes Kirby Smart the best coach. But the truth is, if Kirby was ascending even before Nick Saban was retiring, I mean, you know, he's won two national championships while, you know, Saban was still an active coach. And so I think you're both right in that if you're talking about the coach that you would trust to help figure out how to get through some of these games, well, he's clearly more accomplished than Ryan Day is. He's clearly more accomplished than Steve Sarkisian is. And if anyone's capable of doing it right now in college football, Kirby Smart would obviously be that guy.
I know your answer would probably be Dan Lanning when I talk about the next coach, because so I'm taking Dan out of it. Sark or Ryan Day?
I think there's a chance that Steve Sarkisian may be on his way to figuring something out. And, you know, I think when Sark was hired, obviously the jury was out in a thousand different ways about what he was going to be. If you just want to keep it to on-field stuff here for a moment, you know, his tenure at Washington, Andy can tell you about that. I don't think that was spectacular. You know, his time at USC, obviously, a little bit of a, you know, kind of a murky picture, but, you know, not certainly great on the football field. Like, I wasn't sure if Texas was hiring a great coach when it brought in Sarkisian. But here's something here to tell you. I think last year was a real accomplishment. You know, Texas was dead last in America in penalties called against their opponents. Nobody in the Big 12 wanted them to win that league. And they still found a way to do it. They got to the playoff. I think that Sarkisian has sort of built a roster here that looks a little bit like the SEC. I mean, I'm actually somewhat of a believer that Sarkisian in this stage of his career is sort of figuring some stuff out that he had not figured out early in his career, including when he was Falcons offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, one thing he's always done, and he's going to do better there, is recruit. I mean, he's put together and helped put together some great rosters, and he's certainly done that there. Now he's got the coffers to go out there and pay whatever he wants to get these guys in as well. So I don't think that'll
ever... It's line of scrimmage tough, too. I mean, yeah. Like, their offensive line this year is going to be one of the best in America. Last year,
yep. They
were really good on the defensive line. Like, that's the thing you got to have. Are those line of scrimmage guys? That's what the Big 12 hasn't always had and typically doesn't have. But last year, on their way out the door, Sarkisian was showing that he could compile that kind of talent at those spots, too.
How much do you think the video game has built into the anticipation as well? Like, I'm serious. I know we don't really play it, but it's a phenomenon that people can't get enough of. And the anticipation of a decade away and all that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like that's a part of the build towards the anticipated season as well.
Well, I think you're probably right, and I would also say this. I think the video game is going to shape the way in which we think about the season a little bit, and I'm sure there's a thousand ways of which I'm not going to be able to describe, but one thing in particular, you know, running backs are always good in video games. Think about when we were kids, you know, Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl, or, you know, there's a million examples. Running backs just have outsized value in video games. So I think because of the fact that guys like Quinshon Judkins and, you know, others are supposedly really good in this video game, and to the extent that I played it, kind of seen that too, I think that we may be on kind of a little bit of a year of the running back type thing in college football, because I think people are kind of conditioned to think about running backs because the really good running backs are always really good in video games.
B.A., what's your thought process on this Michigan thing, man? I mean, it just seems like NCAA is bored, and we got to figure out a way because we got our butt kicked as usual, but we got to find a way to get some relevance, man. What's your thought on that whole situation?
I wish I wasn't so cynical about this because I don't always feel like cynicism is the most attractive quality. But the truth is all of this is playing out exactly how all of the powerful people wanted it to. It's obvious that Michigan cheated. I believe that Michigan gained an unfair advantage by their cheating. But there was no real appetite to punish them. So you drag it out. You know, Michigan's content to let it play out. You know, things are being proven. Allegations are being kind of verified here. But it's sort of too late to do anything about it. The NCAA has theoretically the authority to govern here, but they don't quite have the mandate to come after, you know, such a big program like the Wolverines. They don't really want to do anything about this. This was always the plan. It was to punt it on down the road. And, you know, a few months after the fact, we'll come out with some sort of scathing report. People will get, you know, all, you know, hot and bothered, you know, in the media and on social media and things like that. But literally nothing is ever of any kind of real note going to happen. This is just how the powerful protect itself. And that's exactly what's happening here.
My appetite has unwavered, BA. I think they should be stripped of that national title. And whoever it was that came in second, I don't remember who it was, should be called the national champions. That's just my opinion. Hey, let me ask you about a player. Obviously, KJ Bolden is a guy that folks are excited about, looking forward to seeing. Draws comparisons to Malachi Starks. I think we understand why. But is Malachi Starks still being around and being so good a big reason why we might see more KJ Bolden early in this season?
Yeah, I think it makes it easier to play the young guy because you would have such a, you know, a truly quality veteran to sort of play off of him. And this is just one of those things that Georgia has kind of had a history of doing. It's like you've got the great established safety, and Georgia always, and I would say that Kirby's history as a defensive back helps with this, but you've always got that sort of next great safety waiting in the wings. And I'll tell you, you know, you've seen Kirby say his stuff. There's been a lot of published reports about this, and, you know, people that I've talked to kind of, you know, sort of a layer below that, a little bit more anonymous, I mean, they are absolutely raving about KJ Bolden, that this really might be. I mean, you know, Georgia needs another safety, so it obviously helped fill the void on the field.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Killed, but also over the course of a career, this really might be that next great Georgia defensive back, which is exciting because when Georgia won that recruiting battle for him, for a lot of different reasons, it was a really big deal. And you know, I'm hearing privately even more praise about just how good he has a chance to eventually be.
It's crazy. Malachi Starks, veteran.
Doesn't it feel?
I mean, we just saw this boy intercepting the ball against damn Oregon on the sideline. We're like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It scares me how fast time goes by. I tell you, it really does. It really concerned me how quickly these years are evaporating.
Hey, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but it was a pretty cool story when Nick Fink, the former Georgia swimmer, won a medal. Kirby FaceTimed him. He went on to win a gold medal this week. Who would you most want to FaceTime you after achieving a career milestone? Maybe it's Kirby. I don't know.
Boy, that's a really good question. you know, I don't know that I want to say every answer that I might be going through my head right now. So let me just say Kirby Smart and just kind of keep it nice and
No, I want to hear the weird ones.
Well, I was going to say like Sydney Sweeney or something like that, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Maybe she would.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice.
All right. A little BA after dark there. That's good. That's good. You come on the show.
About that. I mean, no, I don't know about that. But,
no, just to, say congratulations. That's all. It's all on the up and up. BA, we appreciate it.
BA.
Thank you.
All right. Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.